Welcome everybody, Shir number 1352. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zizel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so I just want to finish off the salt water. Just a few more odds and ends in reference to Pesach by night, by the Seder. Again, obviously we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, but in case in time when somebody forgot to prepare salt water before the Seder, which should be done, especially if it's on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov, L'chatchila, should preferably be done before, before Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, and so on. So, now, just one quick thing which we mentioned last time. We mentioned from the Lam Tes Malachas that one should, these halachas, in other words, in reference to preparing it before Shabbos, when the first night, the first Seder night is on Shabbos, definitely to do it Erev Shabbos. What about on Yom Tov? We said that should also be lechatchila, should be done. The, just to read from the Piskei Tshuvas in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, which obviously talks about the Leil Seder and various different halachas over there in reference to the Leil Seder. Now, he brings down, there is a machlokes in reference to Yom Tov. Definitely by Shabbos is problematic because Shabbos is Shabbos, like we saw the halachas, how it has to be done. But when it comes to Yom Tov, so that's already a machlokes whether you could do it the regular way to make regular salt water and there's no issues on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. So he brings down in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Ois Yodalid, and he brings from the Mishabura over there again in Hilchas Pesach Midivrei Mishabura Kan Mash Mishabe Yom Tov. He's quoting a Mishabura in Sifkot and Chof Aleph over there. Midivrei Mishabura Kan Mash Mishabe Yom Tov Greida She'ene Chal B'Shabbes on a regular Yom Tov. Let's say the Seder comes out a regular weekday night, right? It comes out the Yom Tov is a regular weekday night. It's not Shabbos. So it's Mashba from the Mishabura Efshel Lehechenes Me'amelach B'Yom Tov Karagel, that on Yom Tov one will be allowed to make it the regular way. Make, in other words, the halachas of not making the salt water on Yom Tov would not apply. He says, "V'chein hu stimas rev paiskim." This is how rev paiskim, most paiskim, come out. But he does say, "Omnam," which we saw in the Sefer Lamtes Malachas. "Omnam chayyadim void paiskim chayyadim." And other paiskim do say, "Kosvishkam a Yom Tov," that even on Yom Tov she'ein echal b'Shabbos, that on Yom Tov that does not fall on Shabbos, right? When it's a regular Leil Seder, like on a weekday. So lechatchila, initially, preferably lehechen esmei hamelach may erev Yom Tov. Preferably, one should make the salt water before Yom Tov. And according to those poskim, he says v'mloy hechinu mibaydim. If somebody didn't do it from erev Yom Tov, again, according to those poskim, yasen b'Yom Tov v'shina, to do it with a shina, dehainu sheitein techila esamayim, to put in first the water and afterwards the salt. Okay, so that's Lamaisa, that's how he comes out. But again, he does say, if somebody forgot to prepare it and it's a regular weekday, it's not Shabbos, it's Mashma from the Mishabura, and he does bring down Rav Paiskim, there would not be a problem. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, obviously we did see that one has to be careful, in making it when it comes to Shabbos with the halachas of Shabbos. So, just to read from the Piskei Tshuvas back in our Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, how he says that in conjunction with Shabbos, we saw when it comes to Yom Tov, there are those who are Mekel, Mishabura, others, even to do it regular, no problem. Need be, he says, to do it with a Shina. Okay, that's how they bring it down. But Lamaisa, getting back to the Shabbos issue, if the first Seder night comes on Shabbos, Vade Vavade Lechatchila, he brings down again in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Aleph, Vade lechatchila, sif shin chaf aleph ois aleph. Vade lechatchila yesh lahachem me'amelach me'erev Shabbos. Definitely, when it comes out on Shabbos, be very careful to make the salt water from erev Shabbos. Vim shachach. If somebody forgot, so rashay la'asoy, say one would be allowed to make it b'Shabbos ach b'kmois megbolus. In other words, with the guidelines, the boundaries that we spoke about, kamish etzaruch l'shtamish by l'suda achatz. In other words, just enough for that one meal, for that. First Seder, right, to do it for that one Seder, because you're doing it on Shabbos, one should be careful to make enough that they need for that night, for Sulay, not more. He brings on, and to be careful, like we said, even though it's a small amount, you're making it only for that meal, for that Seder, which is on Shabbos, to be careful to make it, it shouldn't be two-thirds salt and one-third water. Okay.
Okay, then he goes. He says further. Actually, the Vafilu Oisema, you make a little Va'ichla Miyad Vein Rishay Elakachas Chaticha. And he says a person should only Elakachas Chaticha. In other words, whereby they take one piece by Karpas, right? Obviously, that's when we do it. Latabel B'mei Melech V'lecho Miyad. In other words, it's enough whereby you could dip in the Karpas. How many people are there? Whatever the case is, by the Seder, and to eat it right away. One should be careful to make it with those guidelines. When one forgot to make it from Erev Shabbos, obviously, the Chatchila, preferably, it should be done Erev Shabbos. Okay, so I just want to mention one thing. He does say in conjunction when it comes to Yom Tif, if somebody forgot, Lefi Dechai Yodam, he brings down, does the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas in Simen Shinchav Aleph, our Simen, on the bottom, ice number four, that which we said to do with the Shinai the other way, in other words, first the water and then the salt, he does say it is a Chiddush, we don't really find that. In reference to doing it with a shinoi when it comes to Yom Tov. So, be it as it may, he does bring down that's what the Chai Adam says to do. But Lafi, like we saw, Rav Paiskim, Mishabura, others won't say when it comes to Yom Tov, it's not a major problem. Now, the same thing, one other quick thing, nobody should ever need it, but sometimes a person needs for a refuah to rinse their mouth, salt water, whatever, they had certain issues. In a case in time, one is allowed. Case in time, again, one is allowed to do it for refuah. Not every time, but something is, for refuah, for healing, is allowed to be done. But case in time, whatever the case is, everybody in their own situation sometimes had a problem with a tooth pulled, whatever the case is, and the person has to rinse with salt water and these type of things. So in a case in time when it's allowed to be done, then the salt water could be made again in the same with the same guidelines, with the same guidelines, like we said, it shouldn't be 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. It has to be a small amount. And he does bring down also, there's the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, Chasha'isa, Letzarech Refuah, when one does it for a refuah, Yasekamois, a person makes enough for that one. In other words, I have to rinse out my mouth with salt water now, so I make enough in the cup or whatever the case is for now to rinse it out now. Person goes that they have to rinse it out again later, so then you make enough for later, not to go make again large amounts. And so on. That's what he said. The best thing is to do, if need be, in case of refuah, somebody needs it, rinsing out the mouth, to be careful to make it with, the salt water, a small amount, and only in conjunction with each time a person needs it, not to make large amounts, to be prepared with, the salt water, even though it's for a refuah, and so on. Okay, we'll stop and we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.